This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. We start the vacation season for most folks. You know, but going on a vacation can be expensive. Everybody knows that. The average cost coming in at more than $7,000 this year.
Not cheap to travel.
Not for me. I'm not spending that much. This year, this travel spending has about a third of Americans who traveled expecting to go into debt for their getaways, according to Bankrate. An article published by Bankrate this week said the average cost for a vacation this year is $7,249, citing travel insurance marketplace SquareMouth. Compared to 2024, the cost is up by 24%. Well, everybody's looking for an excuse to jack up prices right now. But, yeah, I was just thinking about that. And the vacations that we went on, of course, we could economize. And you had six kids, and we had six kids in our family. I don't know if you ever traveled when you went on vacation, if you went very far. But there were ways to save a little money along the way.
Like, yeah, you don't have to.
Mom is stopping at a loaf of bread.
Stay at Waldorf Astoria when you're traveling with your family.
Stopping at a loaf of bread and some bologna.
Exactly.
Go to the park and there you are. I remember doing that exact thing. We'll talk more about this later because I get on the subject and I won't get off of traveling on vacation. But I remember it was 13, I think. We took a trip that went from Wichita down south to Brownsville, Texas.
Well, that's a haul.
Through New Orleans to Kissimmee, Florida.
What the?
And back up to Philadelphia. And in each place we had
to Philadelphia.
Yeah, and then back home again.
Oh my!
We had people that we knew. My parents knew. That we could stay there.
All right.
I don't think we stayed in a motel.
Wow.
One day. And that was a long
trip.
That
is
partner.
A long haul.
Yeah, but one of the things I remember is
air conditioning in the car. Right?
No.
Right.
I think it was Mississippi. We were at a park or a little park, but a little right by the highway there, just a little roadside thing. And I looked across there, and there was a man over there on the hill plowing. With a mule.
Yeah.
I was man. And there was parts of Mississippi that were, shall I say
and
it?
Like,
yikes.
You don't see that.
I said, Dad, what is that, a mule?
Yeah, how about it is.
All right. Let's talk about traveling. If we hear the Steve and Ted this morning, we got, among other things, we got a lot to talk about. Let's find out about sports already. 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning with Ted Woodward on sports, of course, this morning.
Yeah, we'll start out with college baseball, the Big 12 Conference Tournament down in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination tournament, so you have to keep winning to advance. Quarterfinals last night, 21st-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma State. Jayhawks were down 6-2 at the seventh-inning stretch, but rallied and won it. Scored a run in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Pokes 7-6 as KU wins again. Here's Kansas head coach Dan Fitzgerald.
That's a really good team, and I'm incredibly proud of the way that our guys competed and continue to just believe, and a special night.
KU wins it 7-6. The Jayhawks are now 43-14 on the season. They have won 9 straight games away from Lawrence.
Wow.
Yeah. As they just keep rolling right along into the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament this evening. 21st-ranked Kansas against 24th-ranked TCU. In the regular season, TCU swept the Jayhawks in Fort Worth back in mid-April. So we'll see what happens tonight as the Horned Frogs and the Jayhawks go at it. Semifinals of the Big 12 tournament down in Arlington, Texas. All right, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back at it for the Memorial Day weekend. The start out in Minnesota for a division matchup against the Twins. Both teams are tied for second place in the division. 7 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday, all those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And then on Monday, on Memorial Day afternoon at 3 o'clock, a home game for the Royals, hosting the Cincinnati Reds in interleague play at Kauffman Stadium. So there you go. The Royals have won 3 of their last 4 games. College men's tennis in the NCAA tournament. We are into the Final Four in Orlando, and Washburn is still going. The Ichabods will take on Texas Tyler at 8 o'clock this morning in the Final Four. Neither of these schools have ever been to the Final Four in men's tennis. Boy, the Washburn men's tennis, the Ichabods are good. They have won 12 in a row. They are 22-3, and now they're just 2 wins away from a national championship.
Well, good for
about
them.
About that, yeah, it's good stuff. I'll tell you, though, about a team that is not doing well, and that is our Major League Baseball neighbor to the west, Colorado Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies are off to a brutal start. The Phillies defeated the Rockies 2-0 on Thursday to sweep the 4-game series, dropping Colorado to 8-42. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball's modern era, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 136 games this season. That would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for the most losses by an MLB team, just 1 year after the White Sox set the modern era record, losing 121 times. Colorado has now been shut out 8 times this season, and they have committed 45 errors through 50 games, the most by a team since the 2019 Seattle Mariners. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Ouch. Might be just a really crummy baseball team.
Colorado Rockies are absolutely terrible. Yeah. All right. So that's
drawing your, big crowds out there.
I'm sure the people in Denver are really pleased. Yeah.
Different types of retirees. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I'm dying to hear which one you are.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, as you know, there is no typical retiree nor a standard approach to creating a satisfactory lifestyle in retirement. 65 million baby boomers are on track to retire, and they're all different. Factors muddling the path to retirement are health, net worth, debt, marital status, and gender. Planning, or lack thereof, may be responsible for the several categories of retirees. The Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRI, has cataloged each group according to them. First of all, there are average retirees. They're generally married, low levels of financial assets, that's $100,000 or less, annual income between $50,000 and $100,000, and they are generally in good health. They generally have access to a pension and Social Security that will play major roles in their retirement. On a retirement satisfaction scale, 7.8 of 10. They are quite satisfied. They don't have oodles of money, but they're fine. Affluent retirees have $320,000 on average or more. Retirement exceeds retirement income exceeds $100,000. Most are mortgage-free homeowners. They have saved more than they will need in retirement, and they have several income streams in retirement. They are the most satisfied of all groups. There are then comfortable retirees, have intermediate levels of assets, $99,000 to $320,000 put away. A third have a mortgage, most married with college degrees. They have credit cards and auto loan debt. They believe that they can live on $3,000 a month or less, and that they will be able to maintain their lifestyle at that level. Then there's struggling retirees, generally have less than $99,000 in savings, and generally make less than $40,000 a year. Just 1 in 5 have no debt. They expect Social Security to provide the bulk of their retirement income. They believe that they will have a reduced lifestyle in retirement. Retirement life satisfaction rates were the lowest for this group. And then there are the just getting by retirees. Almost half of this group owned their own homes. About half report having no debt or easily manageable debt. Most are from non-coupled households. About half believe that they've saved enough for retirement, and Social Security will be their major but not only source of income. The majority spend less than $2,000 a month, and most goes towards housing. On average, they are more satisfied in retirement than the struggling retirees. Where do you fit in? Would planning help? Well, I'm going to answer that. Yes, it would. Anyway, if you have some questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I guess it's like anything else. If you've spent your whole life not spending any money and not having any money, retirement's not going to be that much different.
Exactly. Exactly. Unless you just become a maniac and you see this big old wad of money sitting there that you've been saving, and you're going to go out and buy yourself.
But I like what you've said this many times. That is, you're sitting there and you're now in your 80s, say, and you have no debt, and you've got to pile money stock, and you want to give it to your kids? Heck with that.
Spend it.
Find something to spend it on.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, so many people, like my grandfather was a prime example. He died with a lot of money. Eighth grade education, took a family of five through the Depression. He was just used to saving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get him to buy himself a new TV.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And finally, we bought him one, and he got mad at us.
Well.
You know? So I understand
you,
that you've got...
If Ted ever offers to buy me a TV, I'm going to let him do it.
You're going to let him do it.
Yeah. Just so if duly noted.
You know, I was in that big Wally World store the other day.
Yeah.
I saw like an 80-inch TV.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah.
$279.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Did it have one of these little stands with a speaker on it, like in the old drive-in?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, oh, man, it was so
a lot
cheap,
of TV
man.
There.
Yeah, it's a lot of TV.
Yes, you show, you know, and you could take your movie and screen it up there, and you could see yourself life-size. It'd be like looking in a mirror.
It's a lot easier and a lot cheaper just for me to look in the mirror, you know, which I try to avoid at all costs. I hate getting a haircut because you have to look at yourself for like 20 minutes while they're cutting your hair, you know.
Well, I don't look at myself.
Yours. Well, yours only takes about 20 seconds.
20 seconds, and it's a short nap, you know. All right, hey, 3 days.
3 days.
See you back here on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
If I came in on Monday, you wouldn't
come
be
on
here.
In on Monday if you want to, but. I won't be here.
I may just get on the air by myself and just do money trackers all morning long.
There you go.
All right, good. Well, I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right.
Then.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted this morning. Make America Healthy Again Commission reports and the Memorial Day weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Has begun. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.